Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. In this episode, I will be covering the many factors that contribute to people believing or feeling that finding love is impossible, right? There's so many different reasons why. But I will be covering five main reasons why people find it hard to find love or find the right person in today's world. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
People may say that no one's in love anymore. No one's looking for love. No one's looking for marriage. Or no one's looking for a committed monogamous relationship. And depending upon your experience, that can be true. I want to tell you that there are reasons behind this belief. I'm not saying that it's true. I'm not saying that it isn't, because we have to acknowledge that people are getting married every day of the week, right? So if love was completely dead, out of the window, not an option, and assuming that love means that you're getting married, then we have to ignore the people who are truly, truly happy with their partners. And it's part of this statement that bothers people who want to be in love. There's enough of us that can acknowledge that there are some challenges when it comes to being single and dating. There's plenty of us that can attest to that being single is not fun at all, right? But there's so many of us who enjoy the single life to where we may have that attitude that we can take it or leave it. But it's my belief that everyone wants to find their person, that person to be happy with, to spend the rest of their lives with, only if it does not add additional drama, additional pain, heartache, all that extra stuff, right? Because if it has to come with that, I'm running for the hills. But I will tell you this, there are many factors that contribute to people finding it harder to believe that love is out there and harder to fall in love in the modern day. So I am going to take this time to at least uncover five reasons why people feel that no one's looking for love anymore. There's no good women or good men out there. So I'm going to tell you about five reasons why people feel this way. So number one, fear of commitment. There's so many people that are extremely afraid of committing to a long-term relationship. Instead, they prefer to keep their options open. And I have to say that has to be due to past experiences. This fear can stem from, societal pressures or personal goals. Sometimes people put relationships, marriage, and all that on hold because they have an end goal. They want to get to a certain level in their education or a certain level in their career. Then they say they'll be ready. So the fear of commitment, whatever drives it, past experiences, society, or personal goals, may be pushing people away from committing. And that, as we know, love and relationships kind of need a commitment for it to be something that's long lasting. So that's number one. Number two, increased options. There's so many options. With the rise of online dating, all these dating apps, social media, people today have access to seemingly an endless amount of potential partners, right? They can have an argument with someone that they're dating one day, and by the end of the night, be chatting with someone else that they met online, right? It's just the accessibility factor. It makes it harder for people to settle down with just one person when they feel that there's always additional options to explore. So number two, increased options. Number three, a busier lifestyle. Modern life can be incredibly busy with many people juggling demanding work schedules, social commitments, and personal hobbies. So let's just say that you work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. You also are a part of several organizations, and then you need to have time for your hobbies. Maybe you enjoy biking or working out. This may make it harder for a person to carve out the time and energy to invest in a relationship, and it can also make it more difficult to meet new people. Number four, changing societal norms. Attitudes towards relationships and marriage has changed significantly in recent decades, I would say. There's so many people choosing to hold off on marriage, to opt for non-traditional relationship structures. This can make it harder for people who value traditional relationship styles to find compatible partners. And number five, increased focus on self-fulfillment. There's often a strong emphasis today on individualism and self-fulfillment. This can lead people to prioritize their own needs and desires over the needs of a romantic partner, and making it harder for them to form lasting connections with others. In closing, I'll say this. Overall, there are many different factors to contribute to people finding it harder to find love, to fall in love, to meet that person. However, don't give up. It's worth noting that despite all of these challenges and many that I haven't listed, many people still manage to form deep, meaningful connections with others, and they fall in love in a variety of different ways. It's up to you to kind of, you know, stick it out. Be vigilant. We all know nothing that is worth loving is easy, right? Nothing comes easy that's worth it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. At the end of the day, your choice, your objective, and your willingness to continue to seek out partnerships and people is really and truly what will fuel your outcome. The more and more opportunities that you allow yourself to be open to meeting people, and the more and more you're willing to walk away from connections that really and truly don't jive or they're not in alignment with your overall purpose, the closer and the quicker you'll get to your end goal. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.